right now.
They're 17-3 right now, and I don't think anybody really wants to play them too badly. The Crusaders had a great battle with them down at TJ, so that'll be a good one. But first things first, Abraham Lincoln, boy, we've been coming here. I think this is the 26th year I've been part of a game down here, and it seems like every one of them is just a roller coaster of emotions. And again, they're a team that play very well at home. It's always late in the season with a lot riding on it. I think we saw what AL's capable of in that second half last week, where they kind of lit things up, led by Etienne Higgins, and their best player's out with it. We think with an injury, we're not sure if he's going to suit tonight or not. Creighton Bracker is his name. So.
And just like we mentioned for the girls' game, and it didn't really play out there, so hopefully it carries over, but it's a team that always seems like they're 10, 15 points better when you play them down here. They're really comfortable in the confines of the ALM gymnasium, and they play well, and you got to come down here and earn it. They're not going to give you anything. It's a really, really well-coached team. Jason Nyerson does a great job with this program. They're going to have a great game plan to take away our guys and what they do. And, for us, fortunately, we found Quinn Olson and Brady Schultz back in the lineup after they've been missing here for the last week and a half or so. So great to have those two guys back in the lineup. And, that's going to make us a bit different team than the game we played last week against AL at our place.
And, Jay, I touched on this a little bit. There's nobody in 3A that's played a better schedule than we have. I mean, when we have dipped out of class, we've either went up against very good teams or down to the likes of the Trainers and Western Christians and people like that. So
our schedule has been really, really tough. And, if you look at the metrics around the state, the BC Moore, the power rankings by bound, some of those things, we're up there in the strength of schedule. But what hurts us a little bit is we played some really, really good out-of-state teams. So playing a team like Scott here next week, or playing a team like Norris out of Nebraska, those games don't always, or playing Caledonia. Minnesota. You played some really, really good teams, but that doesn't necessarily show up in your strength of schedule because they don't really factor those in because they don't play enough Iowa schools. So our strength of schedule and those metrics would be even higher if we'd played, if those teams were in Iowa with the same records, those metrics would show even better. But we played a really, really good schedule, and I think one thing that also happens, and I've been whining and crying to the association for years about letting us play games over the Christmas break, because what happens is you have that week and a half, 2 week break, and now if you have snow outs, whatever else, your games just pile on top of each other the second half of that season. And I think that's what this boys team finally got a week off here. They got some guys rested up. You finally got a break. Mentally, you finally get a break. You're just grinding from game to game to game, and every game's a big deal. As you know, BG, every team gives Heelan their best shot. You can't take a night off. And that really becomes a grind and wears on you mentally, physically. So I think this week off that the Crusaders had finally was a really, really kind of a blessing in disguise to just get some time to heal up, get some rest, and get yourselves refocused again.
As if it wasn't hard enough, it's senior night on top of everything. So here you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show, along with Verity Group, Wimmel Steel Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge are our pregame sponsors.
Nice crowd here tonight at AL.
Big
student section. They got some youth kids here, but a really, really nice crowd here. And a nice Heelan crowd on hand as well. So a nice crowd for what should be a really good boys game.
So here are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Abraham Lincoln Lynx, 13-5 on the season. They'll start number 0, Dylan Jones. He's a 6'5 senior, averages 4.5 points a game. Number 2 is Cole Arnold, and Cole's a 6'3 senior, averages 20.6 points a game, and he's the real deal. Number 3 is Will Costello. Will is a 5'9" senior, averages 2.5 points a game. His role has certainly made a change ever since Creighton Bracker went down with an injury. Number 10 is Etienne Higgins. Etienne had a big game against the Crusaders back at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. He averages 12.5, and rounding out that starting lineup for the Lynx is number 15, and that is Parker Clement. Parker's a 5'9" senior. So it's Jones, Arnold, Costello, Higgins, and Clement for Coach Jason Isaacson. For your Crusaders, I think we're back to our traditional starting lineup. It's number 12, Brady Schultz. Brady is, and again, this is an all-senior lineup, 6-footer, averages 4.7 points a game. Number 15 is Quinn Olson, the All-State football player. It's good to see Quinn back in action. He's a 6'3" senior. Number 22 is Sean Schaefer, a 6-foot senior, averages 6.5 points a game. Matt Knoll, Number 23, the 6'8 senior, averages 24 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup for Coach Matt Hahn is Bo Chamberlain. Bo's a 6'3 senior, averages 7.7 points a game. So it's Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. And they're going to bang heads with Jones, Arnold, Costello, Higgins, and Clement for the Lynx. We're going to take it back to the studio for a 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have our opening tip. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heeland Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heeland yourself or sent your own children to Heeland, your family became a part of the Heeland family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Perfectly timed as both teams break their huddles. Crusaders in their road blue with Vegas gold numbers with white trim, heading left to right on your radio dial. The Lynx in their home whites with blue numbers. They're going to be moving right to left on your radio dial. It's going to be Dylan Jones, a 6'5 senior, jumping it up against 6'8 senior Matt Knoll for the Crusaders. Once again, a nice reffing crew here that we've seen over the years. They do a good job. Here we go. We're back in action. As the Crusaders are going to win the opening tip, with the ball is Schaefer. Going to work against that AL pressure man-to-man defense. Goes right wing Chamberlain back up high.
Oh, that's a hold.
To Schultz. They're going to go Quinn Olsen off that left wing. Quinn goes in deep. Gets the ball blocked by Dylan Jones. So Dylan with a good defensive play, gets his own rebound. They kick it up quickly at the other end. Cole Arnold with the quick bucket. And that's a big-bodied senior that's the way to get into the basket, and he can shoot the three. He's a good one. Schaefer drives in, has the ball stolen. It's Higgins with the steal. Here come the Lynx on the move. They lead 2-0, 7:21 to go here at the start of quarter number one. There's a corner three. It's up and good. Will Costello with the three. And,
he's above his average for the game with that one shot, BG.
And Will's, again, Will's role has changed a little bit with Bracker going down. Crusaders now trying to answer. They trail 5-0 early here.
And it's not going to be an easy night for Matt Knoll getting double teamed here. ETN guarding him. They're doing some holding and grabbing. He's going to have to work for everything he gets.
Knoll takes it out to Chamberlain. Bo hits the three. 5-3 Crusaders. Good to see Bo getting off there. We need some numbers from him as they're going to really sell out the farm to get Matt Knoll inside. There's Arnold with a missed three. Nice rebound by Quinn Olsen. Quinn's going to bring it across the timeline. Hand back to Matt. Matt kicks it right corner. Schaefer lifts the three, and it's off the mark. And inside is a scuffle, but nothing galled there as they're going to go with the
Lynx. And you know
when
you come down here, it's going to be physical, BG, and you just got to play through it. It's just called differently down here, and you got to fight through it.
ETN Higgins with the missed three, but the rebound's going to go off the hands of Chamberlain, so it's going to be an inbound situation for the Lynx. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schelmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony and Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. 5-3 early here as the Lynx kick the inbounds in. They're in their own attack court there. Costello, left elbow, kicks it inside to Arnold. Goes off Arnold's fingers, out of bounds. Turnover, Abraham Lincoln. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. Once again in the lineup for the Crusaders tonight, it's Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. As Schaefer gets it on the right wing, they spin it left wing. Quinn Olsen outside the three-point arc, kicks it back up to Brady. Now Knoll, right wing extended. He's going to play a little two-man game as Sean Schaefer gets in the lane, pump fakes, puts it up, in and out, battle for the rebound. Quinn got a tip but couldn't get it to fall. Rebound by Jones as ETN Higgins is going to step out of bounds. Kind of a careless turnover for the Lynx.
Well, he just got out running the wing and just got a little too wide, and by the time he got the ball, he hadn't gotten back in bounds yet. And
sometimes that's the passer's fault.
That's
5-3 Lynx here early on. 5:42 to go in your first quarter as the Crusaders. A nice play by Brady Schultz there as the Crusaders nearly turned it over in the backcourt, but Brady wisely threw it off Park LeCommand, who was applying the full court pressure. Now the Crusaders will inbounds from under their own basket as they're going to have to go 90 feet here as against pressure. Brady Schultz working against Clement. He brings it across the timeline, kicks it high post right to Quinn Olsen. Quinn gives back to Matt Knoll. Schaefer with the ball up high. He's guarded closely by Costello. Now they take it baseline, left side. Quinn Olson. Schaefer back out high, right side, or left side, excuse me.
Nice
little ball reversal, and they get into Matt Noem. Matt missed the short one, went up with the left hand.
I think he was expecting somebody to be there, and there wasn't. He just kind of rushed it a little bit.
At the other side, quick three-pointers off the mark by Cole Arnold. The Lynx try and save the air ball, but it goes into the hands of Quinn Olson. Here come the Crusaders. They trail by two. Let's see if they can tie it up or grab the lead with a three. Good ball movement left to right. They get Matt Noel down deep. Matt's going to go one-on-one with Etienne Higgins. He gets bodies,
nice,
and he's going to draw the foul by Dylan Jones. Good patience there.
I was just going to say, good patience not only by Matt, but good patience by the wings there. They kind of went back and forth to each other, let Matt get position, and once he got open, they got him the ball, and then a nice job by Matt of squaring up and stepping through and getting contact.
Knowles, a 69% free throw shooter. He's going to shoot a pair here. That foul, first of the game, is on Dylan Jones, a 6'5 senior. Matt's free throw is a little bit short. He'll get one more. Checking in the ball game is going to be Easton Clement, as well as Grant Hughley and Aiden Sambothi. And Aiden had another one of those players that had a big game against the Crusaders back in Sioux City. Second free throw is good. One
Charlie Vondrak in for the Crusaders here.
5-4 early, Crusaders. We've played 3 minutes and change here in the first quarter. Crusaders trail by one on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Sambothi kicks it up high. Cole Arnold. Arnold working against Charlie. Now they switch off. Matt Noel, Arnold over Matt. It's off the mark. Rebound there by Charlie Von Drager, and they're going to call a jump ball. I think
pretty good job by Charlie to go up there and get it and battle the ETN. He went up there pretty aggressive and
really thought he should have drawn a foul.
There was a moment I thought he might have gotten a foul, but just a good job being aggressive, and that's what Charlie Von Drager needs to do, get some rebounds, defend a little bit, and then hit shots. But good to see him going after that rebound.
Inbound set to Sambothi. They
great
try
play,
a little
Quinn.
Backdoor play to Higgins, and Quinn gets the steal on it. Here's the Chamberlain with the ball. Back out to Quinn up high. Chamberlain left corner. Chamberlain's got a three early on. Chamberlain left wing. Kicks it inside. Now Matt's got a one-on-one here. Fadeaway jumper by Knowles off the mark. Rebounded by Sambothi. Here come the Lynx. Now they're going to press it quickly up the floor, coast to coast, for Easton Clement as he gets the bucket. Not very good defense.
That was not
a
very good job of stopping ball and just let him go coast to coast right down the lane, and nobody stepped up and stopped ball there for the Crusaders.
Quinn Olson trying to get his game legs back on as now checked into the ball game is Carson McInerney. Right corner. Now he's going to work off a pick by Matt Noel. He slips into it. Quinn, top of the key. Three is off the mark, and the rebound's going to be brought down by Cole Arnold. Here come the Lynx. They lead by three. Arnold working against Noel. Kicks the right corner. Etienne Higgins, three good. And now that lead is 10-4. Crusaders here kind of in need of an answer here with 3:10 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. They trail by six. A little two-man game on the right side. Now they kick it left side. Von Drager is going to dribble it up high. Back to Matt Noel up right wing. Chamberlain. Parson McInerney hands back to Quinn Olson. They're going to call Quinn with the steps there. Kind of a sloppy possession for the Crusaders. This caught a lot of people unready to go with things. So checking in the ball game is going to be Pierce Conley for the Crusaders. Also checking in is going to be Kason Thomas. So it's Conley, Thomas, McInerney, Chamberlain, and Noel on the floor for the Crusaders. Man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. They spin it. Cole Arnold spins in the lane. Little jump hook is
nice
good.
Nice move. Nice little jump hook there. Guy going one way, spun back middle. Soft little jumper. Nice move by Cole Arnold.
With this lineup on the floor right now, a lot of pressure on Matt Noel as a scorer. As
good swing
ball
there.
Left wing, Chamberlain, three. Off the mark. Here come the Lynx. They're already up eight. They drive deep in the lane, kick left wing. Now a hand back to Costello. He drives into the lane, uncontested, puts it up and gets it done. might need a timeout here as things are getting a little bit out of control. 14-4 Lynx early on. We're under 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Matt Knoll, right wing. Matt with just 1 point here. Drives in the lane, gets contact, and he's going to get to the free throw line. So he'll get a chance to stop this AL run.
And when you're struggling to score, that's exactly what you want to do. Get something downhill, get fouled, go to the free throw line. That's how you want to answer. Instead of selling for something, get to the basket, get to the rim, get contact, and go to the free throw line.
Really thought Will Castillo, if he wanted to step up and draw the charge.
Well, I don't know if you saw Coach Isaacson. Coach Isaacson was pointing out that very thing, BG, to his point guard, that, hey, if you want to step in front of that freight train that is Matt Knoll coming through, you could have gotten a charge.
Matt gets that first free throw to fall, 14-5, 1:50 to go here in quarter number one. Lynx on top. Second free throw's off
the mark. Good hustle, Kaysen Thomas.
Kaysen Thomas gets the offensive boards. Let's get multiple points on this possession as the ball goes back inside to Knoll. Knoll's got triple team, kicks it back out. Pierce Connelly cross court to Quinn into Kaysen, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders with 22 seconds left on the shot clock. Fibercom and Mills, Schillam, or Pitts & Associates are your premier sponsors for quarter number one. Crusaders inbound set. They kick at corner. Pierce Connelly. Pierce drives. Nothing going. Schaefer now takes it into the lane. Euro step. Misses it. Oh. Knoll with the tip in. Gets his own board. Misses it. And now it's going to be tipped out of bounds off Matt. Good hustle by Knoll. Just couldn't get any button, anything to fall there. 14-5. Lynx. Staber Meats. Sioux City Bandits. Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Sioux Body Shop. Sneaky's Chicken. And the Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills, Schillam, Pitts & Associates as your second. All right, your first quarter sponsors. Here's the Lynx now with the ball. Costello drives left wing, kicks it over to Etienne. Etienne step back, 18-footer off the mark, rebound by Quinn Olson. Good stop by the Crusaders. Let's see if we can get points here as Quinn drives the lane, loses track of it, kicks it out to Pierce Connelly. Pierce inside to Kaysen.
Nice.
Kaysen with the finish.
Kaysen with a nice seal, a nice pass from Pierce, nice finish.
Pierce Connelly with a nice assist there as Kaysen Thomas is on the board. We got ourselves a football score. The Lynx are up by 7, 14-7 here. As
in Kaysen Thomas, it's a great offensive rebound of possession. Comes back, gets a basket the last possession. Now right here, steps in front of a pass, deflects it off the AL kid, and now it's healing ball again. So just his athleticism just brings so much to the Crusaders here. When he's active, good things happen.
Crusaders now, there's a 13-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Crusaders, 38 seconds to go in your first quarter. They trail by a touchdown, 14-7. Knoll with the ball in the right wing, back up high to Schaefer.
An AL switch to a little 2-3 matchup zone here, so the Crusaders kind of pull it out and get themselves
right,
reset.
Cross-court pass. They go inside once again. Thomas goes up. This time he gets kind of got disrupted there by Dylan Jones, and the Lynx are going to bring it across. No points on that possession. Lynx with 10 seconds to go get the chance for the last shot of the quarter. It's Clement with the ball up high, and there's going to be a foul whistled on Kaysen Thomas. That's the first foul on the Crusaders in the half.
It seemed like there was a lot of fouls in that girls' game early on. Let them play a little more here in the boys' game.
5 seconds even here in the first quarter, 14-7 Lynx. They got the ball just inside of half court. They kick it in to Cole Arnold. Arnold working against Quinn, goes deep, misses a shot, and thought he'd shot, get some contact, nothing going. So the Crusaders maybe survive there a little bit with some good defensive shutdowns near the end of the quarter. But after one, it's the Lynx 14 and the Crusaders 7. Big thanks to our first quarter sponsors. When we come back, we'll have quarter number two. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Please be joined by Jay Wright tonight. Tom is taking a break tonight to watch his son Jared coach a basketball game over at Elkhorn North, and I think more importantly, visit his granddaughter.
I don't know if Tom's there to watch basketball. Tom's comes on grandpa duty. That's as he should be.
I'm guessing granddaughter will not touch the ground tonight. Also, big thanks to Vega Billings back at the studio for keeping us rolling tonight. It's always a pleasure to be on the air and have all of you great people out there listening to us wherever you may be. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. They trail by 7 after 1 as we start quarter number 2. Lynx are back to a man-to-man defense. They went zone for this one possession there. Cross-court pass, Brady Schultz. Brady lifts his three-pointers off the mark and rebounded by Dylan Jones. And here come the Lynx. It's Clement kicking into the corner to Costello. Costello missed the three. Crusaders with the rebound as they press it up the right side. Matt Knoll picks his dribble up right wing. Cross court, Brady. Brady open three, left corner. Good.
And good to see him come back and shoot that. He missed one the last possession. Just he was ready to go. He got the ball that time and nailed it. 14-10 now. Big shot by Brady. Good to have him back in the lineup.
Premier sponsors for quarter two are Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. There's Etienne Higgins, right wing extended. Now kicks it over to Jones. They spin it quickly across court to Cole Arnold. Cole's working against the Bow. Nice defense by Bow, but Cole lifts up and goes over top of him. Good job, Bow Chamberlain.
And good help by Brady Schultz showing there, too, on the weak side.
There's Quinn with the spin. He gets contact and puts it in.
Oh, what a shot. Woo.
Should have got an and one there. There's physical, and then there's sometimes ridiculous. 14-12 as we get a – then we get this fall. That's what drives me nuts. Then you get the tic-tac 30 feet away from the basket.
Under the hoop, they're going to let you bang, but
I've never
out away from the hoop, they call a little tight one. And I've made that comment to Tom Betts a lot. He thinks that those guys in the post get called for too many fouls. At that time, you guys can get away with murder in there. Us guards out front, we get called for the ticky-tack stuff.
Fouls on Sean Schaefer, inbound situation, non-shooting fouls. Etienne Hankos drives in from the right wing, kicks it out to Arnold. Arnold's three is off the mark. Rebound there by Hughley. As back to Arnold. Arnold gets the ball stripped. Back in the hands of Arnold. Arnold finally gets the finish. Cole Arnold just stayed aggressive in there and got the bucket. He's got 6, 16-12 Lynx. Right wings, Brady Schultz now working off the pick. Kicks it up high to Chamberlain. Spin it left side. Quinn. Quinn's got the one-on-one. He takes it into the hole. Kicks it to Schultz. Out high to Schaefer. Schaefer pump fake. Drives into the lane. And he's going to be whistled for the traveling. Sean's just got to go through that contact.
Yep. Should have gone right up and shot. He had the guy in the air. He would have gotten the foul. And I think he was trying to go kind of up and under. And if he'd just gone right through the contact, he'd gotten to the line.
Crusaders have outscored the Lynx 5-2 here in the second quarter to pull back within 4. Here's the Lynx with the ball. It's the freshman, Jeremiah Slaughter, with the ball at the point guard. Now he gets it stolen. Here comes a nice two-on-one as Olsen's going to get the finish. Nice assist by Matt Knoll. Matt drew the coverage, kicked it over to Quinn. Quinn got the bucket, and we got just ourselves a two-point ball game. Good answer by the Crusaders here as there's another steal. This time it's Schultz, but he gets it stolen away by Etienne Higgins, and nobody cried wolf there. Here's Higgins working right wing, working against Sean Schaefer. Picks his dribble up. They go inside to Cole Arnold.
Good help by Bo Chamberlain there on the backside. Good help.
Good defense by Quinn. Nice rebound by Matt. Knoll now going one-on-one. Loses control of the ball, but kicks it to Quinn. Olsen. Crusaders will reset. They spin it right side to left. Brady Schultz back up high. Now Quinn. Quinn drives, hesitates, goes in,
nice
pump fakes
move.
And finishes. Quinn Olsen now with 6 points. He's showing some of the form we saw early in the year. And just like that, we got ourselves a new ball game.
Ball game. It's happened on the defensive end. A couple nice job helping, a couple good steals. It's on that end where you're seeing the increased energy here.
There's
another steal.
Another steal. Quinn Olsen's going to go coast to coast and put it in with that bad wheel. I don't think he's going to dunk that one. 18-6. Crusaders with an 11-2 run to start the second quarter have grabbed the lead by 2.
Here's again, Jeremiah. It's happening on this end of the floor. It's the defense that's led to some easy transition basketball. And if you struggle on the offensive end, you need to get some easy ones.
Cole
Ooh,
Arnold
nice
goes in and
finish.
Flips it there. Cole's complaining for a foul. He should have got a travel call there.
And he kind of went up and just threw it up with his left hand as he was coming down and somehow got it to go.
He's a tough guard, I tell you what. He's got such a physical body.
But he's big and physical, but he has that soft touch. It's not a combination you always see. Good footwork.
Crusaders with the ball. Quinn Olsen right wing. Matt Knoll long three is off the horn and rebounded by Cole Arnold. Here come the Lynx. We're all tied at 18-18. We're halfway through quarter number two. SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misasinos are part of our second quarter sponsorship crew, as we're saying that number five, Aiden Sambuthi, drives into the hole and gets the bucket, gives the AL the lead back at 20-18. We've got ourselves a 30-second timeout. Jay, you got to like the resiliency there. They looked flat early. They were down by as much as eight in the first quarter. And, boy, as you said, they turned it on the defensive end, created some easy buckets. And that's what you got to do against AL.
If you let them get set in that defense, they got some big bodies. They're physical. They're going to, you know, you got to get on transition, get some easy ones. And really the defensive end, they got three, four steals there in a row, a couple big rebounds. And then you get out and run, and that's, you know, how you get some easy buckets. And now you feel good about yourself, right? Now you come back and hit a shot. You've seen that ball go in a couple times. Now you're feeling good. So. Quick time out there by Matt. I think it was a good one. They gave up a couple back doors there real quick, and I think he's like, hey, we gotta talk it over and stop them from getting that little back door play and get our weak side help where it needs to be.
Well, I think he said you'd only be down two at this point in the game. Yep. With Matt Knoll not yet scoring a field goal.
2-3 zone here by the Lynx out of the timeout. Again, you switch things up out of a timeout for at least a possession. So good coaching by Jason Isaacson, and Crusaders now got to find a little hole in that zone to make a shot here.
Charlie Von Drager's on the floor. So is Pierce Conley. So is Kaysen Thomas. Charlie, that left corner, very good. That's what we need.
That's what he needs to do. And they went zone, and we had our zone buster in, and nice shot by Von Drager.
Crusaders regrabbed the lead, 21-20 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's Clement with the ball. Kicks it outside to Costello. Now Higgins. It's really a Higgins and Arnold show as they kick a corner to Jones. And Jones knocks the three down. Dylan Jones with three. The 6'5 senior knocks it home. Gives the Lynx back the lead at 23-21. Matt's going to bring it up. Lynx are going to stay in that 2-3 zone. They kind of slide Bo Chamberlain into that high post. They got Matt outside as well as Pierce Conley. Charlie Von Drager's working the baseline there. And Kaysen Thomas is working the short corner. Charlie kicks it in to Matt. Matt takes it in, gets a lot of contact, and puts it in. Matt now with four, all tied at 23-23.
And I think that's significant too. You know, we're tied at 23,
wow.
and Matt Knoll hasn't, you know, the last few games, Matt Knoll's been kind of the only offense, and only 4 points tonight, and we're still tied. So you got to feel good if you're Coach Hahn with, you know, Matt's going to go off and get some points here pretty soon.
Bo Chamberlain's whistled to her foul there. It's a non-shooting foul. Gives a chance to get Quinn Olson back in the game. Pierce Conley's going to check out. Good minutes there by Pierce. Lynx are going to have an inbound set under their own bucket. 2:16 to go here, 23-23 in half number one. Isaacson usually draws up some pretty good inbound stuff. This time they're going to kick it back up deep. Etienne Higgins going to work one-on-one against Case. And now back to Costello. Corner pick down three is off the mark by Dylan Jones. He just hit one, missed that one. Rebound by Quinn Olson. Here come the Crusaders. Ball game's tied. Chance to take the lead once again. They take a left corner to Charlie Von Drager. Charlie nearly has it stolen but gets it back in his hands. Quinn takes it into Kaysen. Kaysen has trouble catching it, and it's tipped out of bounds by Will Costello. 17 seconds left on the shot clock, 1:47 on the game clock. It's all tied at 23-23 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders inbound set. Kick it up high. Chamberlain back to Quinn. Quinn left wing extended. Crossover dribble. Got a much smaller guy. Hands it off to Kaysen Thomas. Now back
six
to
on the shot
Matt.
Clock.
Going to get to Quinn. Quinn spins, goes in, gets contact,
and
puts
one.
It up, and
oh,
in.
Oh, wow.
Bang.
Quinn went up and under through contact. The ball kind of sat on the rim and then rolled in late, and we were on the edge of our seat waiting to see if that was going to go, and just a nice, strong move by Quinn. And, you know, we're just a different offense when he's out there. And, you know,
2 seconds left on the shot clock. We'll take that action. 25-23, Crusaders. Quinn goes the line. Quinn with 10 in the second quarter. Has really fueled this Crusader rally. Free throw is up and off the mark. Maybe the one downside of Quinn's game this year has been
free throw line.
Nonetheless, Crusaders with a two-point lead. There's Jones with another three-pointer from the corner, and another one goes in.
And once again, the transition defense by the Crusaders is not very good there.
Very good.
Had numbers back and still didn't stop the ball and get guys didn't get matched up, and it wasn't a numbers thing. It just they kind of hustled the ball down the court faster than the Crusaders got back on D.
Very good drive and dish team. They force the action in and kick it out to those shooters. Crusaders now trying to answer. They got it to Quinn inside out. Sean Schaefer gets a pump fake, and finally there's going to be a foul whistle. That's Easton Clement, the 5'10 sophomore. Checking back in the game for the Lynx is going to be Aiden Sambuthi. So it's going to be Chamberlain, Schaefer, Olson, Knoll, and Thomas on the floor for the Crusaders with under 1 minute to go here in your first half. It's the Lynx by one as Matt Knoll drives in and gets the fingertip roll and gets it in. Matt now with six. Crusaders back up by one. Costello pushes it quickly, hands back to Cole Arnold. Cole drives in. Wow. And, boy, he just muscles, puts his shoulder down and muscles down.
And he's a good enough shooter. If you lay off him, he can shoot it. If you come out and guard him, he can go by you.
Sean Schaefer's going to get his second foul tonight. Second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. They are your second quarter sponsors as Arnold knocks free throw number one in, and he'll get one more, and he is an impressive young man at the free throw line. 72 for 82 for the season, 88%. I couldn't even put the announcer's jinx on him there.
You tried, BG.
As he knocks both of them in, and links
about
back.
About a 4 second shot clock difference here. I think the Crusaders are kind of hold here. As they're going to come up with that 2-3 zone. And
a little 2-3 trap there to try and
force about 4 second difference in the play or game clock and shot clock.
Now it looks like Abraham Lincoln is going to go back to man-to-man, and at least until it brings across midcourt as the ball is stolen temporarily. And now it's going to give the Crusaders a chance.
I don't know if that'll reset. I don't know if they're going to say he had possession here. Are they? I don't know if they're going to. I think they're going to say it's not a reset yet.
So 18 seconds on the shot clock, 22 on the game clock. Ball's going to be inbounded just shy of midcourt. They're going to kick it in the backcourt. Grant Wiscup's checked in the ball. Or Wiscup's checked back into the ball game for the Crusaders for his first venture. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. They give it to Quinn Olson up high.
6-5.
Back door. Knoll
and
gets
nice
pushed.
Back
gets
door.
It in.
Nice pass.
29-28. 2 seconds left. The ball's up. Three-pointer off the mark. And
great half for the Crusaders.
Crusaders entered the second quarter trailing 14-7. They're going to exit the quarter with the lead at 29-28. A great second quarter by the Crusaders, fueled by 10 points from Quinn Olson and 6 by Matt Knoll. And after a half, it's the Crusaders 29 and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 28. Big thanks to our second quarter sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some halftime analysis as best we can. Once again, halftime is 29-28 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KLA Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the Lynx 29-28 at half. Our other halftime sponsors include People's Bank of Sioux City, Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Potts and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Once again, the Crusaders by one, 29-28. The Crusaders trailed 14-7 at half. In fact, they They trailed by as much as 8 in that first quarter. But in the second quarter, they caught fire, led by Quinn Olson's 10 points, as they outscored the Lynx 22-14 and have grabbed a 29-28 lead. And, Jay, they really, as you mentioned several times, it was really the defensive intensity, picked up the pace of the game and got the Crusaders some easier looks in the offensive end, and consequently maybe not the opportunities to double, triple, and quadruple. Matt Knoll and boy, Quinn Olson coming back off that ankle injury. What a second quarter for him.
Well, and I think, you know, we've watched those last, I think, three games, and it's just been so much. Matt's had to do so much offensively. Just having Quinn out there has freed him up a little bit. Brady Schultz being out there hitting a three frees him up a bit. A nice three by Bo Chamberlain and Charlie Vondrager. So some other guys scoring. You know, they're late in the half. Matt only had 4 points, and we were up one. And I think that's a good sign, because you know he's going to get his points here this half. He's that good of a player. And so I think you got to be pretty pleased with getting some balance, some other scoring. Quinn Olson adding to that, not only rebounding the ball, defending, but really offensively, he does so much to help. Help take the burden off of Matt and having to score points.
Well, I thought Casey and Thomas really gave him a nice energy boost too, coming off the bench. And the one silver lining of the injury issues toward the late in the year was the fact that we got a chance to see more of Casey and Thomas, more of Pierce Conley, more of Grant Wickham, more of Landon Block, more of Charlie Vondrager and Carson McInerney, and not only giving us some added depth for this year, but also fueling things a little bit for years to come. Those are all underclassmen.
And as you know, BG, you're going to get in the postseason. There's going to be a night you have foul trouble or a kid's going to tweak an ankle, and some of those kids are going to have to come in and play. So getting some valuable experience here the last couple weeks. It was good to see. And Matt's obviously got some trust in him now. He went to him early, and good to see him trusting those guys and getting them in the game early. So
it's always an interesting adjustment too, Jay, when you come down here and play a game where they literally don't call anything, and then you got to go back our way. Suddenly, those things that weren't called become fouls. So,
and if you got to play through it, right? Sometimes you know you're getting fouls on shots. You're not going to get those down here. You got to go through contact. You got to fight through. You just got to get tougher, and it doesn't do any good to complain about it, because it's just called a little bit differently, and you got to make the adjustment and adjust to it. So. I think also for the Crusaders, BG, somehow you got to find a way to control Arnold a little bit. He's just a tough guard, whether that's running a second guy at him or what it is, but he's a tough guard, and I know Isaacson's going to go to him a ton this second half and try to take advantage of that. And the other big thing for Crusaders is that transition defense. Too many times we've given up some easy buckets when we should have had numbers back, and so there's been about 6-8 points that they've gotten just because we haven't gotten backstop ball matched up very well. So clean up the transition defense, find a way to stop Arnold. And, you know, we were up one a week ago on this team, and the second half kind of lost our footing a little bit and lost our way. So you're in that same position again. Let's see now you can finish, and let's see if you can come out and get a good start to this half.
It's a good yardstick, you know, to see, you know, with this other group, with having more of our regulars back.
Yep.
And there's a reason Cole Arnold averages 21 points a game.
He's a good player.
I mean, he is a good all-around player, and, you know, it sounds simplistic, but your best defense against him is not letting him touch the ball, because once he has it, I mean, we've had Quinn Olson on him. We've had Chamberlain on him. We've had Casey and Thomas. We've had physical kids guarding him, but he just uses that girth. I mean, he's a thick boy. He just uses that girth to get in deep. And
like I said, he's also so good at the free throw line that, you know, you can't go up and whack him. You can't pull the hack-a-shack, because he's going to kill you at the line if you do that. So you got to try to play him honest, and like I said, try to keep him from getting the ball or getting position before he ever gets there.
So halftime's brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Potts and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. A reminder, we're back on the air tomorrow, a short turnaround. We make the trip back up I-29 and get home, get some rest, and the girls will tip off against TJ at 12:30 tomorrow, boys to follow. Those games will be covered by Catholic Radio, and then we will not cover the boys at Scud on Tuesday, but we'll be back on the air a week from tomorrow with the girls' regional playoff game against either Sergeant Bluff or Storm Lake. So Catholic Radio is busy this weekend. We hope you get a chance to tune in tomorrow. If you can't make it out to watch the games at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, please, please, please tune in and listen to our coverage of it tomorrow afternoon. And we mentioned earlier, Jay, that quite a turnaround. The Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson guy is going from last year 3-19 to 17-3 and getting some ranking considerations. You know, that's quite a one-year turnaround.
And,
so.
and it's you know,
it's legitimate.
It's not
too.
Like they went out and scheduled a bunch of schmucks so they could get their record padded. They played some decent teams in the non-conference. They played Lewis Central, Glenwood. They played some good teams
they
there.
They beat this team.
AL. They beat an AL, which was, I think, you know, maybe the first time in like 14 years or something like that they'd beaten AL. I mean, our conference has got some really good teams at the top end. They went out and earned that record. That's not just, you know.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, to Raz Vanderloo and the East High Black Raiders. I believe they've clinched the conference title this year. And tomorrow,
and that team is playing really well right now, Bob.
They are
playing well.
They're laying waste to people and athletically and starting to get a lot of attention statewide. I think they're
Down and beat Waukee at Waukee, and that gets people to people down in Des Moines then take notice. And I think they're up to maybe number three in the ranking now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Much like TJ getting respect, if you're a Sioux City team or a Council Bluffs team, you got to go to Des Moines to beat those teams, or they don't take it for real, and they've gone down and done it.
Once again, half the Crusaders lead the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 29-28. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Jay Wright, I'm Bob Gary. It's halftime here at Abraham Lincoln. Crusaders 29, AL 28. A good first half. Crusaders down 7 after 1, but came roaring back in the second quarter, outscoring the Lynx 22-14 to grab the 29-28 lead. Big thanks once again, as always, to our halftime sponsors, as well as all of our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, People's Bank, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paycheck Center, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. And here we go. We're ready to roll with quarter number 3 tonight. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. As the Crusaders, let's see if we can take that step. Again, we led by one after a half, after one half of play last week when before the Lynx came back and beat us by 20. Let's see if we can remedy that situation. Looks like it's going to be Abraham Lincoln ball to start the third quarter. We're waiting for the clock to run down, and here we go. We're ready to go. On the floor for the Crusaders is the original starting lineup. It's Schultz, Knoll, Schaefer, Chamberlain, and Olsen, and also the same starters for the Lynx. It's Jones, Arnold, Costello, Higgins, as well as Clement. Here's Higgins with the ball working against Sean Schaefer. Goes in deep, misses it. Good defense by Sean without fouling. Higgins throws up kind of a wild layup, so one and done. Here come the Crusaders.
Nice
now.
Little play design by Isaacson created some room for him to drive, and good job by the Crusaders to defend it.
Sean Schaefer kind of played with it on the wing, couldn't get it going. Now he's out on the drives into the lane, flips back to Quinn Olsen. Quinn driving against Jones, gets cut off. Chamberlain, free throw line jumpers off the mark. Higgins with the rebound there as Schaefer had a couple looks there and decided against it. Here come the Lynx now. They trail by one. They've got the ball. They spin it right to left. It's Etienne Higgins getting a nice Euro step, takes it in deep, and gets the end one there. As the Crusader defense rotated a little bit late.
A little bit slow, and that's kind of been the – and part of that, Eagles good on offense and rotates fast, but just been about a step slow in rotations tonight and getting some little touch fouls is just not quite getting there in time.
It was really Etienne Higgins last week who took over in that second half, and looks like he's on that mission.
And they've gone
here.
To him here these first two plays. They've come down, and they've gone to him and cleared some space and tried to get him the basket.
31-29, the Lynx have reclaimed the lead here. As the Crusaders take it inbounds and they turn it over, Quinn got caught on the baseline and threw the ball away. Here come the Lynx. Higgins, right corner deep. His three-pointer's off the mark. A little heat check there for Etienne. Couldn't get it to fall. One and done. Here come the Crusaders. Left wing, Olsen. They spin it right corner, Schaefer. Back up high, Chamberlain.
Too far.
Chamberlain's cross-court pass is picked off and taken coast-to-coast by Will Costello. Costello now with seven. 5-0 run here to start the second half as the Lynx back up 4-33-29 after trailing by one at half.
And just a couple of kind of silly turnovers here to start the half for the Crusaders.
Quinn gets a nice feed from Chamberlain and gets the bucket in. He's got 12 now. Much needed basket for the Crusaders. Good patience by Quinn. There's Higgins driving right wing, and we're going to see a foul whistle as Higgins is going to get to the line. Going to call that on Matt Knoll. That's Matt's first. Matt's kind of looking at him like, that seems to happen to me every time I go up, and we're not getting that call. Higgins goes to the line to shoot two. First free throw is in and out. Maybe the basketball gods are shining there. 33-31 Lynx. 6:08 to go here in quarter three. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Landing Cattle. As he misses both free throws, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Lynx applying full court pressure, tipped the ball out of bounds. It's going to be back in the hands of the Crusaders as Bo Chamberlain's going to bring it across the timeline, get the Crusaders set up here. He's working against Cole Arnold. They spin it high post to Quinn Olsen. Quinn working against Jones, spins, kicks it out, inside out, Schultz, three-pointers off
good
the mark.
Good job by Sean Schaefer.
Nice tip out by Schaefer. Second chance opportunity here for the Crusaders. Schaefer up high, spins a left side corner, Schultz, back into Quinn. Quinn's got a size match up there. Good little spin, jump hook, but it's off the mark, rebounded by Easton Clement. Here come the Lynx, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be an inbound situation. Free throw line extended for the Lynx here. 5:31 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's 33-31 Abraham Lincoln's been a tight one really since the early portions of the second quarter. Back and forth we've gone. Here come the Lynx. Right wing, Will Costello. Matt's going to come off him. Cole Arnold drives in, kicks it off. Three-pointers
off the
mark.
Good checkout by the Crusaders there.
Easton Clement misses a three. Matt Knoll with the rebound. Matt's going to bring it across himself. It's a little two-man game with Schultz and Matt. Now up high to Quinn. Need to try and get Matt Knoll a little bit involved here. Not many touches here as Schultz's three-pointers off the mark. Bo Chamberlain gets the rebound. Back out Quinn. Quinn three. Good. Quinn Olsen with 15 on the night to lead all scorers. That puts the Crusaders back up one, 34-33. I like the way they're answering every punch that AL's throwing here.
And they've done it by getting stops on the defensive end, right? I mean, AL gets that 5-0 run, then we clamp down, get a couple stops, get a basket ourselves, and it starts on that end of the floor if you want to come back.
Cole Arnold gets double teamed, flips it over to Costello. Clement, three-pointer off the mark.
Rebound
there by
Sean Schaefer.
Here come the Crusaders. Good defensive sequence there. They took it out of the hands of Arnold, made somebody else shoot it as Quinn has the ball by himself. Left wing, he's working against Cole. Spins into the lane, kicks it out. Chamberlain, open three, a little bit short, and the rebound's going to be, that would have been a big one there. Good inside-out
look. Good inside-out, good pass, good look by Bo, just a little short.
Higgins with the rebound, kicks it up. Costello tries to take it baseline to baseline. It's picked off. Bo Chamberlain, another nice defensive stop by the Crusaders. Crusaders up one. We're under 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders holding on to that one-point lead. Schaefer working against Arnold. Back up high. Quinn spins it right side now to Chamberlain. Left corner, Schultz. Schultz had an open three, turned it down. Quinn's three-pointer is way off the mark. And here come the Lynx. They trail by one. It's Arnold working that left wing against Sean Schaefer, and they're going to call Sean with the block there. That's three fouls now on Sean. It's going to be a common foul. Not shooting as we're going to see Kaysen Thomas, Pierce Connolly, and Charlie Von Drager all check into the ball game for the Crusaders. They give Schultz and Quinn Olson a break here. Again, you got to remember these guys set out a few games, so it takes a while to get the old basketball legs back.
I don't care how hard you practice, you're going to play harder than you practice. You never practice a game speed because you're just going to go harder in the game.
Inbound set for the Lynx. They get in Sam Boothie. A little right
that
jump
nice
hook
little move.
Right off
oh,
the bench. She misses it, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Bo. So dodged the bullet there. Sam Boothie had a real
nice little move that he made there.
Here's Matt Noel, left wing. He's working against Sam Boothie. He takes it in and one. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a block. Take the bucket away. So the foul's going to be whistled on.
Nice job by Matt getting to the hole. And in the last few weeks, everyone knows when he decides to go to the hole, he is a load to stop.
This is a good matchup for him with Aiden Sam Boothie as they lob it into him over Sam Boothie.
Just
he's
like
going to get to the free throw line to shoot two there as that foul's going to be. Grant Hoogley is going to be fouled there. And Chamberlain.
And that's a case, too, where, you know, Matt Knowles really done a nice job in the weight room and added some strength. And he's just bigger and stronger than Sam Boothie's trying to guard him. And just that's where that weight room work has really paid off for Matt Knowles, going to really help him in the next level.
Matt knocks the first free throw down. He'll get one more. Second one's up and good as well. He's got 10. Olson with 15, Noel with 10.
And three, I believe, is our biggest lead, is it not, BG?
Yes, it is. It ties our biggest lead, 36-33. Crusaders up. As here comes Cole Arnold, throws the ball away there. Sam Boothie, here come the Crusaders. Temporary numbers. This is where Matt shines. He kicks it out to Charlie. Charlie's three,
big.
Good. Charlie Van Drager, 3 points. Give Matt Noel the assist. Crusaders up six, 39-33. The freshman, Jeremiah Slaughter, with the ball. Jeremiah drives.
Good help, Pierce Connolly. Good help. Ooh. Good help, though. He was right there. Good help. I think that was a good call there. Just a second too late getting over, but
Arnold senses that stuff so well.
But if he's not there, that's a basket.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a bad foul. Still not in the bonus yet.
14 fouls on the Crusaders. That was Pierce's first foul, 39-33. Crusaders up six. Here's Etienne Higgins, kicks it left wing, Jones, corner Sam Boothie, back up high to Higley. And here comes Quinn Olson. He's going to take it coast to coast.
And one. A great steal on the wing by Quinn Olson and an and one on the other end.
One of those where you kind of just got to give him the layup there is Grant Higley with the foul. And that's going to be a timeout. It's a short one as the Crusaders are on a run here, leading by eight. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. It's 41-33. Well, Jay, this has been an impressive night for the Crusaders.
I mean,
from a physicality
after
standpoint.
After that first quarter, and it's been a while since they've played with this kind of energy, and you see the bench getting into the game and playing that hard on defense. And I think maybe just a week of rest. And now for Quinn and Brady, they've had 2 weeks off. And it just sometimes you need that little break to just kind of get your zip back. And they've just played a little bit more energy tonight than we've seen the last few weeks.
Well, and getting them back on the floor, period.
Yeah.
I mean, That's a big chunk of your offense. I mean, they lost, you know, Chamberlain for a couple games. They lost Quinn Olson for four. They lost Schultz for two.
Three. Yep.
You know? As Quinn misses the free throw, I believe Kaysen Thomas is going to be whistled for a foul, and that's going to be free throws.
And the bad part about that one is you're going to walk 84 feet to the other end and shoot free throws, and without making or nothing, they just walk down there and shoot it. So he was just trying to make a play and just kind of stuck a hand in there, and they got him on the foul.
It's going to be Higgins at the line. Higgins is a 67% free throw shooter on the year so far tonight. He is one for three. As he misses another one.
Well, he jinxed him right into that one, BG. Good work.
He'll get another opportunity here. Crusaders up 8. Make that 7 as Etienne Higgins gets that one to fall. 41-34. Crusaders, 2:18 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Lynx are going to stay in that man-to-man defense. It's Bo Chamberlain working against Clement. Kicks it right wing. Quinn's going to take it right in the hole. And I think we're going to see a block foul on the drive. That foul's going to be whistled on Easton Clement.
And only the fourth team foul, so ball be underneath. No bonus yet.
Cole Arnold's going to be back in the ball game, as is Will Costello checking out. It's going to be Clement and Grant Hughley. Here come the Crusaders with an inbound set under their own bucket. They take it corner to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen's guarded by Etienne Higgins. Now he gets it up high to Charlie. Spins it over left side. Bo's got an alley to the basket. Gets cut off. Back to Charlie. Good.
Great to see Charlie Vondrager knocking down shots. He can get it going when he's hot, and he's got three tonight.
Three trays for Charlie. That's a good sign there. Costello trying to answer. His free throw's off, and Quinn Olson gets the rebound. Quinn's going to bring it up. 1:40 to go. Crusaders with their biggest lead of the night at 10. As Noel drives in, gets cut off. They spin it back around. Back to Matt's hands on the left side. He spins, gets to the lane, gets the ball blocked. A lot of contact. Here come the Lynx. Etienne Higgins working against Kaysen Thomas. Steps back.
Good defense by Kaysen right there.
Will Costello gets by with the travel and then throws up the three and makes it. 10 points for Will. 7-point lead for the Crusaders. 1 minute left here in quarter number three. Ball goes in to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen misses it. Rebounded nicely by Bo Chamberlain. Back to Noel. Noel three-pointer. Good. Huge second chance opportunity.
Great job,
for
Bo
the Crusaders.
Kaysen Thomas went up. Bo Chamberlain, great rebound. 13. Crusaders really active on the boards here.
13 on the night now for Matt Noel. Costello, he just hit the three. Now he's going to drive in the lane, kicks it out. Cole Arnold working against Quinn. Cole takes it deep. And, wow, I think he called that before the things even happened, as Quinn Olson's going to be whistled for the foul, and it's going to put Cole Arnold to the line, and that's like giving him 2 points.
That's only his first foul here, so.
Double bonus for the Lynx. 35 seconds to go. Crusaders are going to be able to run this thing down.
Oh, look at that. You put the jinx on a BG, and
the 88% free throw shooter misses one.
And I would expect a little pressure here from maybe from AL. I think they're going to, you know, rather than let the Crusaders walk it up, I think they're going to put some pressure on. So if you're the Crusaders, be ready for a little inbound pressure here.
Might see that trapping 2-3, too, as the Crusaders are going to try and kill the clock here at the end of the quarter. As Arnold gets the second one to fall, he's got 11. Crusaders lead by 9, 47-38.
And they're going to stay man-to-man here and kind of let the Crusaders run the clock.
Game clock and play and shot clock are essentially the same here, so the Crusaders can run it down all the way to, as far as they want to here. Matt Noel dribbling between the circles. Expect Matt to try and create something here, a little box set for the Crusaders. Matt's going to go one-on-one against Sam Boothie. And a little back pick. Try to get it over to Charlie. Back
five,
to Schultz.
Four
seconds.
Three, two.
Quinn. Charlie. Fadeaway three is off the mark at the buzzer. There is Charlie. Maybe didn't get the look he was looking for, but nonetheless, another good quarter by the Crusaders. They entered the quarter up 1. They exit the quarter up 9. It's 47-38 under Security National Bank scoreboard. A big thanks to Polk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Minor Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. After 3, Crusaders 47, Abraham Lincoln 38. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan High School Athletics.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We start the fourth quarter with the Crusaders with the ball in the lead at 9. It's Quinn Olson working against Dylan Jones on the left wing. Then they swing it right wing to Schaefer. Schaefer drives in. Elbow jumper is just off the line. Ball's tipped out, and it's going to be corralled. And a foul's going to be called on Brady Schultz in the backcourt going for that loose ball. First team foul of the quarter. 7:34 to go in your ballgame. Crusaders up 9.
Arnold only 1 point for AL in that third quarter. So great job defensively holding him in check to still that 1 point. So I'm sure they're going to try to get him a touch here early.
I would imagine there's a backdoor play by
well defended by Sean Schaefer.
Higgins. Nothing going there. They kick it over to Dylan Jones. His 3-pointer's off the mark. And Jones had a couple of threes. But
nice
give and go is picked
good
up.
Attempt to give and go, just a little too low, and Quinn couldn't handle it.
Costello, Higgins, corner, Arnold. Arnold pull up three is off the mark. Another rebound by Matt.
Quick shot there for AL too. So you Matt, can live with that if you're healing better transition defense, hand up contesting that shot.
Matt Noll with a couple rebounds here early in the fourth. We're right where we started. We've got a minute played as Quinn drives in, jump stops, gives it to Matt Noll. Matt goes up, gets a block. Goes back up, gets it blocked again, and eventually the ball's given back to AL. Matt had a couple looks inside, nothing going there, as Cole Arnold's going to drive in and get the bucket. Cole now with 13 on the night. The lead's at 7. There's a backcourt steal as it's taken away from Schultz.
Just Costello
over to Jones. Jones 3, good.
Yep. Crusaders just kind of got caught sleeping and weren't ready for the pressure, and nice little steal by Costello, setting up the three.
5-0 run here to start the fourth quarter for the Lynx. It's just a 4-point lead for the Crusaders. Crusaders need to settle down here and get an answer. Quinn Olson drives high post, kicks back to Matt Noll. Matt pump fakes, drives in, gets contact, and misses the bucket. But
all night long when we've had to answer, the Crusaders have done a great job of attacking the basket and getting to the foul line. And we've answered everyone tonight, so hopefully this is the start of a little run for the Crusaders here again.
Noll's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. On the night, he is 4-for-6 from the charity stripe. He's got 13 points. First free throw is good. He'll get one more. Answers that little 5-0 run by the Lynx. Lead stands at 5 now, 48-43, 6 minutes to go here in your final quarter. St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank are your premier fourth quarter sponsors as Matt gets both free throws. He's got 15, lead is 6, 49-43. As Easton Clement works against Schultz, takes him right to the hole and gets the bucket. Easton Clement with a nice drive. He's got 4 on the night. That leads back to 4. Sean Schaefer has the ball stripped away, and here's a breakaway. It's going to be Cole Arnold going in. A great block by Matt Noll, and my goodness. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Cole Arnold back to the line to shoot a pair.
And that's one of those on a breakaway. If you go up and try to block the shot, just on principle, the referee is going to call it, and you just... It looked pretty good. It looked like he got him from behind.
Looked pretty clean body-wise. He got him up. First free throw is good. Lead is 3, 49-46. Charlie's going to check. Charlie Von Drager's going to check back in the ballgame. Sean Schaefer's going to check out. Expect pressure here if he makes his free throw. AL's working its way back into this ballgame. They trail by just 2 now. A 9-2 run to start the quarter has got AL back within 2, 49-47. Matt Noll kicks it left wing to Charlie Von Drager. Pierce Conley's in the ballgame, gets it over to Brady. Back up high, Chamberlain. Matt Noll's going to work against Etienne Higgins. Charlie Von Drager, open three, top of
got
the
it.
Good.
Boy, that's good to see. Exactly what they needed.
Charlie V with the three. And that's a big one, 52-47. We got a timeout on the floor. I think they're going to keep it a short one the way it looks.
Yes, they are. Heelan called a quick timeout there. Matt wanted to talk a few things here. And
fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It is the Crusaders 52, Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln 47. Boy.
It's going to be a boost.
This is a fun one,
Dave. Yeah, buckle up. This is going to be a wild one right down to the finish here. So,
well, you just got to keep Cole Arnold off the free throw line, though. Real quickly, scoring-wise, 17 points for Quinn Olson, 15 points for Matt Noel, 12 points now for Charlie Von Drager for the Lynx. 15 points for Cole Arnold, 10 points for Will Costello, 7 for Etienne Higgins, 9 for Dylan Jones. So pretty good balance across the board
Lynx
for both teams. Here comes Easton Clement, the sophomore, running the point now. Goes off a high pick. It's a little pick and pop there for Dylan Jones. Good cover up by Pierce Conley. Clement drives in, kicks out. Arnold, 3, good. Once again, the drive and the dish.
Yep. They did a really good job of driving. A little pick on the backside and flash to the corner, that little hammer play, and they run it really well, and they've gotten some good looks out of that.
52-50, Crusaders up by 2. Charlie, another 3,
boy.
Good.
Woo! Charlie V for 3.
5 trades for Charlie Von Drager off the bench. Crusaders up 5. There's the drive, and he throws it away. And I think you just got to let Easton Clement drive and not sucker on it.
Stay on everybody else. He wants to drive to kick to people.
4:17 left in your ball game. 55-50 Crusaders. And remember, they trailed by 7 at the end of one quarter. But, boy, what a resilient effort by the Crusaders on the road here against a very good ball team.
Been able to answer every run so far.
There's Quinn Olson. He's got a one-on-one with Dylan Jones on the baseline. He goes into the lane, spins, jump hooks off the mark, battle for the rebound. It's going to go off Bo Chamberlain and belong to Abraham Lincoln. Sam Boothie's going to check into the ball game, and Dylan Jones is going to check out for the Lynx on the floor for the Crusaders. Pierce Conley, Quinn Olson, Bo Chamberlain, Matt Noel, and Charlie Von Drager. Here comes Easton Clement with the ball across midcourt for the Lynx. We're halfway through quarter number 4, 3:47 to go. Okay. There's a near steal at midcourt. Ball tipped in the backcourt. Higgins brings it back across. He's going to work against Quinn Olson. Etienne drives in, kicks back Costello. Easton Clement, 3, is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Arnold. And I believe they're going to call Charlie Von Drager for jumping back into him.
Yep.
That's Charlie's first foul. Third team foul, though. You don't want to see that here with 3:32 to go in your ball game. So it's not a team you want to put to the free throw lines. As Dylan Jones, a three-point threat, is going to check back in. And Eden Sambuthi is going to check out. Inbound set. They're going to flip back to Clement. Tried to get a little clear out there for Arnold as Etienne Higgins loses possession of it. 24 seconds left on the shot clock. Higgins working against Quinn Olson. Now he switches over. Pierce Conley drives baseline. Higgins misses it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and gets it blocked. As Quinn Olson is going to be whistled for the foul, and Higgins is going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Higgins on the
night there, and nobody got a body on him after the shot, and he's able to go back and get his own rebound,
yeah,
and get fouled. And
that's what led to this, is Higgins misses another one.
And people want to say, oh, he didn't foul the second one. If you get that box out the first time you get the rebound, you can't let that shooter go back up and get that own one there. You got to get a body on that shooter.
Big free throw missed by Higgins there with 3:11 to go. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So he 1-for-2 there. Lead is 4. Crusaders, 3:08 to go, and they hold on to this 4-point lead and get a big road win here against a good Abraham Lincoln team. Quinn, Charlie, 3, good. Charlie V,
another
3.
I think I'll keep going to that, BG. That seems to be working.
Do not wake him up. 58-51. We're going to take a timeout and kind of get our breath here. Crusaders with a 7-point lead. We'll be right back.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. We're under 3 minutes left in the ballgame. Crusaders up 7. Lynx with the ball as Clement drives in. Reverse layups off the mark.
Good job and by Pierce Conley.
Matt Knoll gets the rebound there. And the Crusaders now, if they can work a little clock here. Charlie in the corner. Back up high to Matt. Pierce Conley, 3. Right wing. Good. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Pierce Conley with the 3. A big one. It's 10. 2.5 to go. Crusaders 61-41 and 51, and they throw it away.
Now we're going to see some full court pressure here. And really, Matt and Quinn have kind of been doing the ball handling duties here versus this pressure. Man to man is going to get it back to Quinn, let him go.
Quinn gets across the timeline. Takes good ball security there. 27 seconds left on the shot clock. They get it into Quinn. Quinn spins. He's got a size matchup. Needs to get free throws there as the foul is going to be whistled on Easton Clement. Crusaders up 10, 61-51. Big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsor, Five Star Awards and more, Greenville Pharmacy, Her Health Women's Center, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, Jimmy John's, and our premier sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors, Underwrite Heathen Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Quinn Olson at the line to shoot 2. First free throw's good.
Good.
Quinn now with 18. He'll get one more. How about Charlie Von Drager with 6 3-pointers. Charlie
and
D for 3.
He missed one? I don't know if he's missed one. He might be 6 or
I think
6.
I think he missed one. Quinn's first free throw's off the mark, but the Crusaders get the rebound. Let's kill some clock here. They're up 11, 62-51, 2:08 to go here. 28 seconds left on the shot clock. Let's use it here. Let's burn
some
time.
Get it down to about a minute and 40 here.
Quinn drives in, draws the pressure, kicks it back to Bow. Bow takes a corner. Now back to Bow up high. 15 seconds yet. You don't need to rush here. Let's try and get in the hands of Matt Knoll here. Bow takes across, hands it over to Pierce, back to Bow. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Quinn Olson now. Quinn's going to drive in. He's going to get the left-handed layup.
Oh!
Good. Baby. Baby.
Great possession. And a throw
and
it away.
Throw it away. The boys in blue have come to play. I'll tell you what, 64-51, 91 seconds to go. It was a combination of some great shots by the Crusaders. And some carelessness by the
yes.
by
we're,
AL
we're doing
on the offensive
job again
end.
Back defensively and forcing that, which we weren't doing in the first half.
Crusaders now trying to get it in. They get it in.
Good job nice. By Arlt, who just got in the
yeah,
game.
James Arlt brought in.
Tough spot late in the game to
good,
come in and
good ball
it
security
well.
There. They get it to Quinn. Back over to Chamberlain.
Boy, surprised
19
not
to go.
Right
I am
the
too.
Bonus and 13 and.
We'll take this. We'll take this. Let him run that clock down. Quinn Olson, 3-pointer off the mark. Rebounded there by Cole Arnold. 1:05 to go here in the ballgame. Down 13 as Quinn's going to go in. That's a good foul. I guess that's,
put him to the,
that's
put
number
him to
five, isn't it? The foul's going to be whistled on Quinn Olson. I think that, I thought
third,
that was fourth.
That's, yeah, that's his, that's fifth team there.
It's going to put old Arnold to the line to shoot a pair here. 64-51, take care of the ball, make your free throws, and you can take home a W here. Arnold's first free throw is good.
And I don't want to jinx it earlier. I don't think we won here since 2018. And it was a number of years before that we won here, maybe 2012, 2011 before we won there for that. So it's a tough place to play. They've had good teams.
Good to see Coach Moody in the house here. Both free throws go, and we're going to take a timeout. We got a full timeout on the floor with 1:03 left in your ball game. It's Crusader 64, AL 53. We'll be right back.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside my good luck charm, Jay Wright. Crusaders up 64-53 over a good Abraham Lincoln team here. Crusaders trying to notch that 12th win of the year, and they're a minute three away from doing that if they can take care of the ball and make some free throws here as they lead by 11. And Crusaders are going to have the ball now inbounds as Lynx are going to apply some full court pressure here. We think the Crusaders maybe have one timeout left. We're trying to remember that as the ball's kicked into James Arlt. James gets trapped there. Kicks it up.
Look up.
Matt kicks it up to Charlie Von Drager. Charlie's going to burn time. Kicks it back to James Arlt. Arlt kicks it up. Good ball security here. Let's just take care of this. Quinn Olson drives in. He's going to get all the way to the hole and get the layup.
You can take it.
That should be a clincher there as Quinn goes in and gets the deuce. 22 points on the night. The other end, Arnold with an answer as he gets a quick pair there. 35 seconds to go. Crusaders just taking their time getting it in. As Quinn gets it up, they kick it over to James Arlt. 26 seconds to go. It doesn't look like the Lynx are going to
let it go.
This is going to be a wrap. This is a huge win here for the Crusaders. Your final tonight from Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, the Crusaders 66. And the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 55. Great show on the road for the boys in blue as the Crusaders grab the win.
Needed that win, and great contribution from so many guys. You know, Charlie Von Drager, obviously, but man, Quinn being back, and, you know, just some great, great contributions. And Brady back on the floor, and just really, really good team effort. Defended better, just exactly how to bounce back after a kind of a tough 3-4 game stretch.
Absolutely, and you can put some of those losses in the rearview mirror. You get a win like that, and I tell you what, it doesn't get any easier tomorrow, though.
I know that the seeding or the ranking kind of finishes up tomorrow, and, boy, an impressive road win like this doesn't do anything but help you in terms of trying to get a 1 or 2 seed in a sub-state, and, the people around the state are going to have to notice a good road win like that and kind of show that you're back on track and got healthy again.
Once again, your final here from Abraham Lincoln. It's the Crusaders 66 and Abraham Lincoln 55. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show. Again, the Crusaders come down to AL and complete the sweep. We'll be right back.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than 24 shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights, located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. If you've been listening, it's a sweep for the Crusaders. The girls, 73-38, and the boys coming back from a 20-point loss a week ago to defeat the Abraham Lincoln Link 66-55 in a huge win on the road for the Crusaders to move their record to 12-7 on the year. The Lynx dropped to 13-6. Big night tonight for Quinn Olson with 22. Matt Knoll with 15, but the star of the night was Charlie V. Charlie Von Drager off the bench. 6 3-pointers, 18 points. Charlie V for three was everything tonight as the Crusaders got good bench support and just did everything they get. And really, Jay Wright, the difference, I thought, was maybe at the defensive end. They really, after a fast start by the Lynx, really anchored in and got the job done.
And I think what happened, too, is how many times did we get a run, and they would, and all of a sudden AL's got a 5-point run, 6-point, and we answered every time because we got stops. You want to stop another team from making a run on you and coming back, you got to get stops on the defensive end. And all night long, every time it looked like AL was going to come back and get a lead again, we stepped up and took care of business on the defensive end. And then, like I said, great contributions from so many guys. I mean, Kaysen Thomas doesn't score, but he made some really big plays early when we kind of first climbed back in it there in the first half. Pierce Conley with really good minutes, hit a really big three late. It's a really good contribution for those. James Arnold coming in late and just handling the ball. Your job is to go there and not turn it over. He did a great job of that. So really good contributions of a bunch of different guys. And I really thought you saw some guys that were kind of healthy, everybody full come, and guys really kind of bought into roles and found roles tonight and played their role well. And that was great to see.
I thought Sean Schaefer, too, didn't score, but did so many other things. Great rebounds, solid defense, really nice job across the board for the Crusaders. A win, you don't
really
want to say
win.
A must win, but it was a huge win for us
momentum-wise. And just getting your swagger back a little bit. You just need that as you're going into the postseason. And, you know, you make a couple of shots and that hoop looks a lot bigger the next time down. So
tonight's Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus sponsor, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Again, your final in the boys, 66-55 for the Lynx. Cole Arnold with 22, Will Costello with 10, Dylan Jones with 9, and Etienne Higgins with just 8. That was a big factor, but again, the Crusaders across the board, great team effort, and they pull off a big win here. And They got to put this in the rearview mirror pretty quickly because they got a tough one tomorrow as Thomas Jefferson's going to come into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse with a 17-3 record. Tomorrow that game will tip off at 2 o'clock right after the girls at 12:30. We'll have coverage of both games here on Catholic Radio. Jay, final thoughts?
It's a good night to be a Crusader, BG. It's not very often you come down here and walk away with two wins, and that makes that trip home a little faster.
Jay, it's always a great night to be a Crusader.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Well, your finals, 66-55. The Crusaders complete the sweep. A big thanks to our Knights of Columbus agents. Once again, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile for allowing us to bring you our post-game show. Again, the Crusaders make the nice trip down here and get the wins, and tune in tomorrow. If you can't make it out to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, tune in. Girls at 12:30, boys at 2, pregame 12:15. Girls are looking to move to 20-1 tomorrow and clinch the MRAC title, and the boys are looking for a little revenge. They got beat by Thomas Jefferson a week ago. They're going to see if they can give the Thomas Jefferson team their fourth loss of the year. But until then, again, thanks to our great underwriters, and a special thanks to Catholic Radio for all you do and allowing us the privilege of us bringing you Crusader Athletics throughout the year here on Catholic Radio. We so very much appreciate it. Do everything you can to support both Catholic Radio and our great underwriters. For Jay Wright and Vega, back at the studio, I'm Bob Gary. Big thanks for your time tonight and listening to us. It was an awesome night to be a Crusader. As Jay mentioned earlier, the Crusaders with the big sweep tonight and get the big win. Once again, 66-55 in the boys after the girls flex their muscles in game one with a 73-38 win. So for all of us here, have a safe Friday evening. And until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and thanks again for listening. Good night, everyone.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber donkey floating.